He and Miss Allardyce had, with great craft, managed to keep their engagement secret for a fortnight. There were urgent and imperative reasons why Major Allardyce should not know how matters stood for at least another month, and this small marplot had discovered a great deal too much. "I saw you," said Wee Willie Winkie calmly, "but if a groom didn't see you, I said, 'Hut, Joe!'" "Oh, you had that much sense, you young rip," mourned poor Coppy, half amused and half angry. "And how many people may you have told about it?"
"Only me myself. You didn't tell when I tried to ride with Buffalo when my pony was lame, and I thought you wouldn't like."
"Winky," said Coppy enthusiastically, shaking the small hand, "you're the best of good fellows. Look here, you can't understand all these things. One of these days, hang it, how can I make you see it? I'm going to marry Miss Allardyce, and then she'll be Mrs. Coppy, as you say. If your young mind is so scandalised at the idea of kissing big girls, go and tell your father."
"And what will happen?"
said Wee Willie Winkie, who firmly believed that his father was omnipotent. "I shall get into trouble," said Coppy, playing his trump card with an appalling look at the holder of the ace.
"Then I won't," said Wee Willie Winkie briefly. "But my father says it's unmanly to be always kissing, and I didn't think you'd do that, Coppy."
"I'm not always kissing, old chap. It's only now and then. And when you're bigger, you'll do it too. Your father meant it's not good for little boys."
"Ah!"